afternoon. Welcome to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. I'm Senator Costello. Today is Monday, April 18th, 2022. And joining me today is Senate President Senator Michicki. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And Senator Gray Jackson, welcome.
Welcome.
We've got Carrie and Doug, who are the recording secretary and LIO operator. Appreciate you being here. We have two items on today's agenda. Both of them have committee substitutes. My aide, Katie McCall, is here. Thank you to explain the committee substitutes. And I guess the first bill is Senate Bill 160, flood insurance, and I'd like a motion to adopt the committee substitute.
I move that we adopt the CS for Senate Bill number 160 I move that we adopt the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 160-32-LS0618/I as our working document.
Okay, and I'll object for the sake of an explanation. Katie, if you could go through the changes for us.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Katie McCall, staff to Senator Costello. So the changes in version I for the CS for Senate Bill 160 begin on page 1, line 1, removes providing a premium tax credit for flood insurance from the bill title. Page 1, line 5, removes the previous new subsection that allowed a qualified insurer to obtain a premium tax credit under AS 2160-200E. Page 7, line 14, removes premium tax credit from the title of section 2160-200. Page 7, line 22, reduces the percentage of a member's liability in this section from 6% to 2.7% of the total direct premium. Page 8, line 19, removes the subsection that allowed a member to offset 50% of the amount of the assessment as a premium tax credit. Page 8, line 21, reduces the amount that the legislature may appropriate from cash reserves of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to satisfy an unpaid claim from $10 million to $5 million. Page 9, line 10, removes language allowing the insurance plan to take effect retroactively to the date of the application. Page 9, line 11, removes additional retroactive language related to when the insurance plan goes into effect. Page 11, line 13, updates the deadline to submit a suitable plan of operation under the transition plan of operation section from January 1st, 2023 to January 1st, 2024. And page 11, line 18, updates the effective date of the bill from July 1st, 2022 to July 1st, 2023. And that concludes the explanation of changes.
I'll go ahead and remove my objection. If there's no objection to that, the committee substitute has been adopted. And are there any questions from the committee on the committee substitute?
Really had time to read through it, Madam Chair, to understand the overall effects of the CS, but I don't have any questions at this time.
Okay, I'll take a brief at ease. Welcome back to Senate Labor and Commerce. And Senator Michicki.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm okay moving this because my understanding is that the bill is going to be worked on over the interim. And that was a guarantee that was given. I struggle with it. I think, you know, I grew up on the water in South Florida, and it's flood insurance is frustrating, but not something that I'm aware that another state covers. And that's typically when something does go wrong, it's sometimes billions of dollars of expense, which is why it's cost prohibitive. But who knows, maybe over the interim they will come up with something that's a better bill that we can support in the future. So with that, if they plan to work on it during the interim, I don't mind moving the bill forward, and I don't mind making a motion if you're ready.
Senator Michicki?
Yeah, I move the CS for Senate Bill number 160, Labor and Commerce 32-LS0618. /I to the next committee referral with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Okay, is there any objection to moving the bill? Okay, seeing none, the bill does move, and we will take a brief at ease to sign the documentation before moving on to Senate Bill 225. Good afternoon, and welcome back to the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. We are now on Senate Bill 225, Teacher Registered Apprentice Programs, and I was hoping I could get a motion to adopt the committee's substitute. Senator Michicki.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the CS for Senate Bill number 225, 32-LS1439/O, before the committee as a working document.
And I will object for the sake of explanation. I'd like to welcome Ed King to the committee, the aide to Senator Holland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And for the record, Ed King's staff to Senator Holland. Madam Chair, the proposed CS makes several changes, but in four general areas. The first change is located on page 5, line 24, through page 8, line 1. This is the Teacher Registered Apprenticeship Program. There are several changes within the section after discussing with some national stakeholder groups about teacher residencies and what make them effective. There were some amendments that were made to the residency program to make it more aligned with kind of the national best standards. The change on page 9, line 30, is a conforming change. This is just to make it clear that the alternative competency demonstration that was added in the Senate Education Committee, it's a conforming change to that change that was made in section 4. On page 10, line 9, there's a technical fix, and this just has to do with expanding the amount of time that's allowed for somebody operating under an 022 subject matter expert teaching certificate. There's a little bit of a confusion that that created in conjunction with the requirement to provide a mentor. So that just cleans that up just a little bit. And then starting on page 11, line 1 through page 12, line 17, this is the registered teacher apprenticeship program. And there were several changes made to that program description as well to align with the structure that was added in the teacher residency program. And I'm happy to answer any questions or go into any further detail, Madam Chair.
Before I withdraw my objection, could you just describe for the committee the structure of the residency program and how that will work?
Yes, Madam Chair, the residency program is in effect, it's an alternative way of getting fully certified if you've completed your college degree but haven't completed it in education. And so in order to become a fully certificated teacher, you have to do a postgraduate teacher preparation program. And what the bill contemplates is that rather than somebody that has their college degree and is working towards their teacher prep program, rather than making them stop working and stop earning a paycheck while they go to school for a year to finish their teacher prep program, the teacher residency program creates a way that they can get paid while they're getting the in-class instruction and also doing the coursework that's necessary. And so the changes that were made and the way that it reads now is just a little bit more defined on what that looks like. And again, to make it more consistent with what other states are doing in their teacher residency programs. I'm not sure if I answered your question. Do I get around to it?
No, that's adequate. Thank you. Does this impact the Master of Arts in Teaching program, which is a one-year program where the students are in the school in the one day of the week, but they're actually people who have been out in the workforce first and then return? Mm-hmm. Does this bill affect that program at all?
Madam Chair, I would say this provides an alternative to that approach. Okay. And so there is the traditional approach, which would be to just purely go to school for a year until you finish that program and then get your teaching certificate. There is an alternative approach that's already in existing law, which is the subject matter expert certificate or program. And in that program, you can work while you're also going to school, but it's not a very structured program, and therefore what the data suggests is that the teachers that go that route tend to not stick. The turnover is quite high. And so the national kind of best practice is to do this really structured first year where you're in a classroom with an experienced teacher getting that hands-on experience. So this creates kind of that third path as an alternative to those other two.
Thank you. I'll go ahead and withdraw my objection. Is there any further objection to the committee substitute? Okay, seeing none, we've adopted the committee substitute. Are there any further questions that the committee has related to the bill? I'm just happy that we're looking at ways, alternative ways to hire more teachers, especially Alaskan born and raised, people who understand the community and will stay long term, because I know part of the turnover problem is really impacting our students when the teachers change over very often. And so I appreciate the sponsor introducing this bill. Senator Machicki.
Yeah, thank you. I agree, Madam Chair. We heard this bill many times in Senate Education. I think it's a good bill, and I think it'll solve a lot of problems which we struggle with in urban Alaska, but is 10 times the issue in rural Alaska. So I really do hope that we can find some solutions. And with that, if you're ready to move it, I'm happy to do that.
I am.
I move the CS for Senate Bill 225-32-LS1439/O from committee or to the next committee of referral with the attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Is there any objection to moving the bill? Okay, seeing none, the bill does move. And that concludes our afternoon's meeting. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, April 20th at 1:30 p.m. And Friday's meeting will be canceled. So with that, we are adjourned at 1:51.